We're learning Daf Chav Dalet. We're starting from right after the Mishnah Chav Gimel Beis from the Gemara. The Gemara, Mishnah said that by Chayiv Erchin, even though you take away a mask of him, you leave him enough food for 30 days, enough clothing for 12 months. And you leave him his bed and his shoes and his tefillin. My time, Adam Akrad, the Pasuk says, V'imachu Merakecha. The Pasuk says, V'imachu Merakecha, if he's poor, V'amid l'pnei HaKoyin, V'harech Oysa HaKoyin, V'piyash HaTasik Yodhi, how much can you afford? Yarechenu HaKoyin. So in the Pasuk says, V'imachu Merakecha. And we darshan like this, V'imach, if he's poor, Hu Merakecha, HaChayayu Merakecha. Let him, you know, live from his Erakecha, because to leave him what to live from. Avloy Lishter Ivanov, you don't leave him enough food and clothing for his children. My time, who merakecha v'lo ishto avon merakecha, is a miyat. It says who merakecha, and not his wife and kids from the erchin. And it's taka. They ask Akasha, how can the same who that make two drashas? Says hachayeu merakecha, and also says a miyat. You have to say it's like kipshuta. Who means dafka him, and not his children. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer argues on the Mishnah says they have to leave. Let's say someone is a carpenter, you have to leave his tools. But Rabbi Eliezer adds on, not only the carpenter, but even someone who's a farmer, you also you can leave him his animals, and a chamar driver also his animal. Sounds like Rabbanon argue. What's Rabbanon? Rabbanon, Zakti Gemara, Hanu lav kli umnus ninu. That's not called kli umnus, only chasim ninu. That's called possessions. Possessions, you don't leave him. You leave him as kli umnus, but not extra possessions. Then the Mishnah says that someone has, you leave him 2 min of everything. Let's say he has 3 drills and 1 saw. You don't say, oh, let's sell 1 drill and make him have 2 saws and 2 drills. No, you take away 1 drill and you leave him with 2 drills and 1 saw. So Gemara Peshitta, if you manage Kechet Sagili Ad Hashto, until now he managed with 1 saw, so why should you leave him another one? Hashanami Sagilo. So Gemara Mautema, Ad Idin Havid Leshule, until now he had an extra drill to lend out, so have a mushulay, so they lent him the saw. Hashta, the lek of the mushulay, he has nothing to lend out anymore. Loi, maybe, you know, we'll let him sell that drill to buy another saw, because he's not going to borrow another saw because he doesn't have anything to lend out. We took away his drill. No, it's still the halacha. That's still, you leave him with 2 and 1, and you don't sell the third one to buy, make him have 2 and 2. The end of the Mishnah says, someone's makash in the chasim. His tefillin are b'chlal v'hektish, and he has to be paid his tefillin. Hamakash is a chasav, ma'ilin lo'y tefillin. So that's the case v'hektish. Talking about v'hektish, who gavra, does avinu l'nichse, a person sold all his possessions to his friend, also come at Rav Yehim, he's sleeping with tefillin, he's wearing his tefillin, he says, take off your tefillin not yours anymore, belongs to someone else. So you see from here, that even when you sell someone to someone, you include the tefillin also. So ma'ak v'ashlom, I see some makdish the chasav, if you makdish in a chasav, ma'alim lo'y tefillov. His tefillin are kaddish also, and you have to be paid the tefillin. Zot the Gemara. No, ma'otema hosam. You think dafka the mishnah by hektish hosam would solve a mitzvah kavidna? He's doing a mitzvah by being makdish, giving something to better gavayis. Therefore, he includes also his tefillin. Avlein zvuni mitzvah zvuni. Maybe when he's making a sale, mitzvah the gufri le'yosavim. Maybe not selling his mitzvahs. Even then, we consider you selling the tefillin. Since you said all the chasim, we consider that you're selling the tefillin also. Zok the new Mishnah. Echad ha-makdish de-chasav, ve-echad ha-marech atzmoy, ein loy b'ksus ishtoy, v'loy b'ksus bonov, v'loy b'tzev ha-shav l'shmam, l'sand l'n ha-kadosh v'lach l'shmam. It says someone is makdish in the chasim, or he says erich in a lie. So the halach is that when you say all the stuff are kaddish, or he has to give all his possessions. Ein loy b'ksus ishtoy, v'loy b'ksus banov. You don't use his wife's clothing or his children's clothing. They're not included in the hektish. You can't be makdish their stuff. It belongs to them. V'loy b'tzevash v'tzav l'shmon, and not in anything that you colored for them. That means you made it. It's a shinui. That's a kinyan for them. You're kind of for your children. V'loy m'sand olam chadash v'tzav l'shmon, or you bought shoes for them, even though they didn't wear it yet. All these things here, the children's clothing, and you don't, what? Even though they didn't wear it yet. Yeah, even though they didn't wear it yet. Mishnah is right. Avish omru avodim nimkarim v'ksusam l'shvach. Now, another thing is, when you are, we're talking about you leaving money enough to buy the stuff for the children. Here, we're talking about the actual children's stuff and the actual wife's stuff. That's what we're talking about over here. It's a new Gemara, don't shy us therefore. No shy. So the Mishnah goes by the Afa Pisha Omru Avadim. Now we're talking about which we're evaluating the person how much money he has. So we're gonna sell his Avadim. So now the Mishnah tells you Avadim, when they're wearing nice clothing, they're worth more money. So maybe you should invest $300 in a nice suit for the Eved, and now it'll be worth $100 more. $1,000 more. If you invest $300 in the Eved, he's worth $1,000 more. So maybe you should do that when you're evaluating an Ani. Apish Amru Avadim Nekar Meksusam Leshvach Sh'im Tulaka Leksus Meshlaishim Dinah. If you buy him a suit for 30 dinah Meshuvach Mada, he gets worth 100 more. So maybe you should do that and make him evaluation more. Or Vechem Epara if you wait to sell the para in the time when they shecht meat, because it's worth more. Is also a diamond in Malon Oysel Krach. You bring it up to the city, to New York City. Still, you look at right now the way it is, the way he looks like it over the suit, and the place. You don't have to go to the city. And that's how you evaluate the Ani. We had this before a little bit, mentioned in the Gemara. Zaktimar Tana Rabbanan, V'nasin as a kecha b'yei mahu. How do you know it's drasha? So yishim agalas l'kalim. You shouldn't wait for someone who hears it's not worth a lot of money. You don't wait or you bring it to the city to make it worth more. Kaidish l'Hashem, the pasuk says, means stam hekdesh l'legavai, stam hekdesh l'legavai. So the way you know is that you don't wait to a different time to get more money for the bang for your buck. V'nasin as a kecha b'yei mahu. It says b'yei mahu, you don't wait along. You don't wait around. Hadun alach shum ha'yisayim of those that finished it. New parak, we're starting new parak. New parak over here. It's not hard. Just concentrate over here. New parak with the. It's a whole different sugya now. Talking about stei achuza and different things like that. Now stei achuza, we're going to concentrate on one part of stei achuza being makdish stei achuza. Stei achuza is something that you have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. If someone's makdish that field, and he wants to be paid it, he's not paid it with the value. He's paid it. We had it before. He's paid it with chamishim sela. He's paid it. And Zera Choyme Soirim, if it's a base core of Soirim, enough to plant the base core of Soirim, he's paid it with 50 shkolim. That's how much he's paid it for. Chamishim Sela, that's how much he's paid it for. So, Chamishim Shagat Kesef. And so the Mishnah will talk about different halachas about that. You ready? Eima Kedishim Lefnei HaYoyvel Pachos Mishtei Shonim. You can't be Makdish a field. It's really being paid. It says, you can't make this a field 2 years, less than 2 years before Yovel. And we'll see why in the Gemara. And you can't be paid it after Yovel. We'll see what that means. Every line in the Mishnah, we're going to see in the Gemara what it means. So one law is, you can't be make this a Yovel less than 2 years before Yovel. And you can't be goyal it, sounds like 1 year after Yovel, you can't be goyal it. And we'll see what the Gemara is. What?
Paid it before Yovel.
Right, when you the classic case is you makdish it the first year of the cycle of Yovel, one, then if you paid it that day, this is Pashut. We'll see the clicks Rav Shmuel other things. Let's say Pashut. You paid it that day, you have to give 50 shkolim. You paid it 20 years later, then you have to give a sela and punjim for every year, because 50 shkolim over 49 years which lands up being a sela and a punjim. Right. If you're not paid it by Yovel, it goes to the Kahanim. So what does it mean? So two ways to read it. Either means is that unless you makdish it on Yovel, you shouldn't pay it until a year after Yovel. That could be warm shot. Or it means that you can't be makdish it even on Yovel at all. That means because you can't be makdish it on Yovel. But as I said, the Gemara doesn't have two pshat in these words. So that's our way. Rav and Shmuel, everything that Mishnah has to be explained. You don't count months to hektish. Also, loosely tied, even when we see the Gemara better, it means, let's say, you're 20 years and 6 months into the hektish. When you paid it, you still have to pay it for 31 years. Not 30 years. 6 months don't count as a half. You don't do like a half a sell and half a pudin. It's considered a whole year still left. That's what it means. Mechashvin chadashim lehektish. Aval hektish mechashvin chadashim means that when we say 2 years before Yovel, you're not makdish it, it means that even if it's 6 months, it's still considered 2 years. We'll see again. We'll see. Even though it's 1.5 years, it's considered within 2 years. They don't say it's a full 2 years. Again, we have to explain this better, all these things in the Gemara better when we see the Gemara. So let's concentrate on the first line, the Mishnah, and that's the Gemara that we concentrate on. What does that mean? I'm going to ask you a kasha. It says, makdishim, you can be makdish a field, bein lifnei yovel, bein la'ach yovel. Just if shnas yovel atzma lo yakdish, just shnas yovel atzma, it's not chal kedusha. Bein hikdish ain't kedusha, it's not called. So it says you could be makdish bein lifnei yovel, bein la'ach yovel. So the problem is, here it says, lifnei yovel, I can makdish. It sounds like even right before yovel. And our mission says, you have to be 2 years before yovel. So tomorrow, Ravish will darm tevayo, this is a tight shit. About the hikdish is chal. What it means like this, Ein makdishim li gal bigirua pachos b'shtei shanim. The only time you have a right to do giroyin is only if it's more than 2 years before. But less than 2 years before, if you're makdishit and you want to be paid it, you have to give full 50 shekel. Gerua means that you take off the 50 shekel. You're minus the 50 shekel proportionally to how many years are left. But if you paid it within 2 years before, you don't get the light right to gerua. And they want to say a drasha for that. The Rashi says a drasha. The Rashi says al pi shonim hanay sorois. That's lashon of the pasuk. Al pi shonim hanay sorois, and it's lashon rabim. Pi shonim hanay sorois, and only by pi shonim hanay sorois, you have to have 2 full years until you have to have 2 years in order to make gerua. So let's read it inside the Gemara. It says, since you can't be goyalit with the gerua, pachas reishanim, yehi odom chasal nechasav, be careful with your money, v'la'al yakdish pachas reishanim. Don't makdish it within 2 years because it'll cost you a huge amount of money to be paid it. So therefore it's saying, don't be makdish it. You know why? Because you have a problem being paid it. You're not going to use gerua. That's the reason. Pashut, like it's a business advice. It's not a good time to market it because you're not going to be able to do it for that price. So in the Mishnah, the last word says the hekesh mechash kadosh means that if you makdish it a year and a half before yovel, you're going to have to be paid for 50. And you're not going to say, oh, it's 2 years because I still have 6 months left. Let's count that as a year. It's not called 2 years. 2 years have to be a full 2 years. Ein mechash kadosh lehekesh mean. Hekesh mechash kadosh means that you count the months as months, and it's considered months, 6 months left, and therefore it's a year and a half, and it's not a full 2 years. That's what Hekesh Mechash Chadashim means. We'll explain a better letter when we get to Gemara, but the bottom line is that 2 years left, if it's within 2 years left, you have to use 50 shekel, you can't do Gerua. Itmar. The Gemara's going to go Vaita with Mechakas Rav and Shmuel, and the Gemara will go back to this Braisa to explain the Braisa. Itma and the Mishnah through this. Itma, Makdish Devas Nasi Yevil Asma. Someone is Makdish a field on Yevil. Sits in the 50th year and he's Makdish a field. Rav Alma Kedusha, it's Kaddish, Venoyis in Chamisha. If he wants to be paid that day, he's paid it by 50 that year. Why? It says not Kaddish. Layakdish, yeah. The Gemara's going to ask Alma Beis from that. So it's Baruch Shem, we'll get it to today. It won't be so much suspense, but the Gemara's going to ask the question to Alma Beis. Rav Amar Kedusha V'Nois Nech Hamishim. It's Kaddish and you give 50. But Shmuel Eimer Kedusha Galeikah. Shmuel says it's not Kaddish at all. Mask of Lo Rav Yosef. What is Pshat and Shmuel? I know he has a price. What's the Bia Hadava? Why any Kedusha? Mask of Rav Yosef. Vishlam Eli Mechira, the Polk Shmuel, the Rav. We know by Mechira it's same Achleikah. When you sell a Steachuza, so Shmuel says that if you sell a Steachuza on Yovel, it doesn't work. So that I understand pshat. If you sold it, everybody went and came back to you. Now you didn't sell it yet. You can't sell it. So when you stand Shmuel Shita, you can't sell a Steyachuza on Yovel year. Why? Because if it would be sold already, it would come back, so you can't sell it. But we went to the Mishnah. Gia Yovel Nigala. Yovel reached and weren't garlic. You didn't redeem it. Kahanim nechas m'seicha v'neistem demel. Kahanim come into it and they paid it. The Rabbi Yehuda, they paid it and then they get it. So l'chayra, what do you see? You see it that doesn't go out b'yovel. It doesn't go out b'yovel. So it doesn't go up Yevos. What's the Kalav HaChomer? There's no what? Why should you say it's not sold? It's not hektish. Vishlam is sold. So it's not sold in the Sea of Yevos, because if you sold it, it would come out. So sure, it can't be sold. But hektish, you see, it still stays hektish. The Kalav have to be pointed. There's one sheet, the Rabbi Yehuda. So tomorrow, Shmuel Krab Shimon Svirle. What? The question is that we understand, why isn't it the Chal and Hektish on the Yovel year? Why not? No, that's by selling. You sell it on Yovel and work, but here you makdish it. When you makdish it at Yovel, or you makdish it for Yovel, does it go out by Yovel? Does it go back to Yovel? No. Right, I don't redeem it. Right, so Yovel's nothing, so why can't you makdish it on Yovel then? Yovel's
a... What? Aren't you
given
the opportunity to
pay
the back?
You could. So let it be closed and you have the opportunity to pay the back. So
when? For next year? So what? It'll be 50?
If you what's do not 50,
it should be a full 50 for till
it is full 50. Rav holds like that. It's full 50. Rav holds. Yeah, but Shmuel, it doesn't. Yeah, Rav holds full 50, yeah.
The full 50 and you have till the next year to be paid?
Yes, yeah. What I'm saying is, Shmuel, all Kavachim, it doesn't go out for Yevil. Yeah. They can't have to pay it. So tomorrow, Shmuel Krab Shimon Svirlei Dama B'Nechasim L'Neistim. Shmuel holds it does go out. It goes to the Kahanim, not to the Yisrael, but it goes out. You don't have to give a pidyon. Nechnasim V'Loi Neistim. The Kahanim come in and they don't have to give any money for it. So it does go out. So if you have the Kavach Haimer, Madach, it will be going out of Hektish to the Kahanim. So for sure, it's not going to be Chal Hektish. Or what does Rav hold? The Rav, Savar, Soif Soif L'Bailim Mikahadra. It doesn't go back to the Bailim. It doesn't go out to the Bailim. The Kahanim with the Nafka goes out to the Kahanim. The Kahanim is Shulchan Gavayi Kazachar. You can look at it like this. It really stays hektish. Just the Kahanim is Zeicher from hektish. So now you don't have the Kavachim anymore because it goes out to the Kahanim. So that's what Rav says, there's no Kavachim. Shmuel says it's a Kavachim. If you makdish before Yevil, on Yevil would go out of hektish. So of course it can be Chal hektish. Good Kavachim?
Yeah.
Rav holds, no. It never went out of Hektish. Why did the Kahanim get it free? Because Kahanim are Zeichit from Hektish. But it belongs to Hektish. They're sitting on the Shulchan Gavaya. So therefore, you don't have a Kavachem. That's the Rav holds.